an all-female firefighting squad and community fire prevention unit has been inaugurated in Accra. The squad, which is the first of its kind in Ghana, will help demystify the notion that firefighting is the preserve of men. The female fighting squad will be replicated across the country. The Chief Fire Officer, Dr. Albert Brown-Gazy, at the inauguration, said there is the need to adopt a multi-sectoral approach towards firefighting so as to curtail needless fires. Priscilla Usuansa and Waraba Bamba have filed this report.
Barely 24 hours after the well-celebrated International Women's Day, Ghana has inaugurated an all-female firefighting squad, thus affirming the belief that the inclusion of women into national development can enhance positive change. The Chief Fire Officer, Dr. Albert Brown-Gazy, said the female strength of the Ghana National Fire Service is 32%, and most of them are involved in administrative duties, hence the need to train them and bring more of them into mainstream firefighting.
32% of the whole entire workforce of the fire service comprised of women. They are performing various responsibilities. They are handling the control room operations, terms of communication. Some are also in administration. Only few are in fire safety. But I realize that there is the need to demystify that perception that it's only men who have the preserve for firefighting. So gradually, we're trying to adopt measures of reducing the intent and the perception that it's only men who must have the exclusive preserve of firefighting. I think it's a way of getting them into mainstream activity of operational firefighting. And we're going to ensure that they get nurtured and develop into that. The equipment for firefighting is standardized. And whatever equipment that the men use is the same equipment that the women will use.
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nanaoye Lisa, who commended the service for the initiative, encouraged the 67 female squad to strive to be at par with the men.